On the line, we have David Eby, and here to speak with him, Brad Pepik.
Thanks, Carrie. A press release from the Vancouver Olympic Organizing Committee, or VANOC, dated September 16th, is facing heated criticism from the BC Civil Liberties Association. The press release serves as VANOC's explicit regulations regarding freedom of expression during the 2010 Olympic Games. According to the release, VANOC and its partners respect every citizen's right to freedom of expression as protected by Canadian law, end quote. But this trust us attitude isn't enough, according to the BCCLA. As well, the BCCLA is hoping to have more than 100 pairs of eyeballs trained to observe the observers, referring, of course, to VANOC's integrated security unit, who will be patrolling Olympic venues with full freedom to remove any political, religious, or racial propaganda. Again, we have BCCLA Executive Director David Eby on the line to tell us about VANOC's ongoing stance on freedom of expression. Hi, Mr. Eby. Thanks for joining us today.
Hey, thanks for having me.
To start, the BCCLA has recently teamed up with Pivot Legal Society to train legal observers who will monitor potential rights violations during the Olympic Games. Can you tell us why these legal observers will be necessary?
Well, the need for the observers has really come from the gap between the official messages that we're getting from VANOC and from the City of Vancouver and from the Integrated Security Unit, and the contracts and the documents that they signed in the bid process and in the agreements around the Olympics that are full of anti-free speech provisions.
And specifically, could you mention or could you describe some of the VANOC stipulations regarding freedom of expression that BCCLA and Pivot Legal Society find concerning?
Absolutely. So they're numerous and they vary. So, for example, VANOC mailed out an illustrated brochure to cities across Canada that are participating in the Torch Run, outlining activities of concern. And one of those activities of concerns that VANOC invited the cities to crack down on was the distribution of political literature by politicians. And one would assume the distribution of political literature by non-politicians or activist organizations or anybody else who wanted to hand out a pamphlet that wasn't an official Olympic sponsor. In the host city agreement, which is a contract that governs the relationship between VANOC and the International Olympic Committee and the City of Vancouver, the City of Vancouver then Mayor Larry Campbell signed this contract, and it says expressly that protests and political materials will not be in view of the international media or the spectators attending the Olympic events at venues in Vancouver. In addition, we have a clean venue agreement that sets out when spectators at the Olympic Games will be removed because their clothing have political messages. The clean venue agreement also sets out that VANOC is going to be setting out teams of their own brand police, who are apparently mostly volunteers, that will be identifying and apparently attempting to seize brand violation materials that they identify throughout the City of Vancouver. So all of these and more are causing us this concern.
You had mentioned before, you just mentioned that we will have these observers going around, and hopefully the Pivot Legal Society trained observers will be able to identify what the Olympic sponsored observers are doing. But I was hoping that you could maybe mention the safe assembly areas and also what VANOC has specifically called the Vancouver 2010 Integrated Security Unit. How are these safe assembly areas going to work, and how are they going to function in regards to Canadian freedom of expression?
Well, it's really interesting. These are the protest pens, the free speech zones, the protest areas that are going to be set up out front of Olympic venues. We know that the City of Vancouver has signed this contract with VANOC, promising the IOC that no protests will be visible to the international media and to the attendees at the venues. But they're insisting that they're going to set up these protest pens not to limit the visibility of the protests, but because the areas around the venues are quite dangerous. And protesters need to be protected from these dangerous areas where, I guess, all of the people with Olympic tickets are exposed to danger, but they don't want the protesters to be exposed to danger. The concern that we have is that any time you try to tell protesters that they can only protest in one particular area of public space, we tend to see a lot of conflicts between security forces and protesters, because protesters understandably have the impression that in Canada, protests are not a security risk. They're allowed anywhere on public property, that is public government-owned property. The City of Vancouver and the Integrated Security Unit are disputing that. So one of the key areas that our observers will be watching are these security zones where protesters will basically be funneled. We're told that they'll be facilitated into the areas by local police, and it's our understanding that this facilitation may indeed lead to some confrontations.